Hey, Norco Church. My name is Ray. I'm the pastor of Spanish Ministries here in the Vista campus. And I want to share with you something about my story today. Many of you don't know, but I'm from Costa Rica. Yes, paradise in Central America. We have many good things, good weather, good beach, good food, but bad driving. Bad driving everywhere. And let me talk to you about two things about the driving in Costa Rica. Stop signs and yield signs, they are optional for you. Yes, it's kind of scary if you go there. Please go to Costa Rica anyways. But when you approach a corner where there's a stop sign or an intersection when there's a yield sign, you basically make your own choice. I mean, if somebody's close enough, you better not do it. Don't go. But if somebody's not too close, you just go ahead and keep going. And that tells me about how people see submission. And we're going to talk about just briefly about that, because we don't want to submit. In Costa Rica, it's all about stop signs and yield signs. But in different cultures, it looks different. In different cultures, it's about my right to decide about things, my right to talk about things, my right to post on Facebook about things, my right to say or not, my right to talk about hard issues or not, my right to work or not. And we are not wired to submit in our life, because there's a thing called sinful nature that comes with us. And let me talk to you about this issue in the words of Jesus. And we're reading from John 15. And Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener." He defines who he is and then defines who his Father is. He's the owner of the garden. And then he says, "He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful." In Genesis 1, God tells the first humans, be fruitful, and gives us an order, gives us a command. So fruit, bearing fruit, is not optional. It's actually a matter of submitting to God. So Jesus keeps saying, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine." So there's a dependency of the branch with the vine. "Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." So there's a mathematical, if you would, thing here. If I don't depend on God, if I don't submit to God, if I don't give everything I am to God, then my fruit won't be seen. My fruit won't be, really. And this is my favorite verse, verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." All of us probably have heard about this text before. The main thing that concerns me right now is, if I want to bear fruit, if I want to depend on God, I need to be pruned. I don't like that. I don't like pruning. I don't like giving up my rights. I don't like not stopping on the yield sign in Costa Rica. You know, because my sinful nature tells me, you don't have to. It's you who make the decisions, not God. Not anybody else. So giving my right, it tells me I'm not going to be myself if I give my right. But pruning, I believe, is a part of submission. If we want to submit to God, then it means that we will bear fruit. If our life is not fruitful, there's something going on. There's no submission going on there. Submission is, it's a battle I have to give up in my life, because I saw Jesus giving up his life for me. So he is a true vine. My role is to submit to him. His purpose? Bear fruit through me. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.